at the National Advanced Biofuels Conference and Expo. I'm visiting with Mike McAdams. And Mike, first of all, tell us a bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, I'm the president of the Advanced Biofuels Association. It's based in Washington, D.C. It's 40 companies from around the world that make all kinds of different advanced and cellulosic biofuels. And some of the companies also make advanced feedstocks to be used.
This morning, you were on a panel here that talked about assessing where we're at with federal policy as it relates to advanced biofuels. Just your quick description of where you see things at right now.
I think we're in suspended animation, because what we have is we have a federal policy in place that, for whatever reason, is not being very well implemented on any level. So at the macro level, you have the RVO, and we're about a year late. At the micro level, you have what we've called pathways, which are the way in which new innovative technologies come into the RFS program so that they get a RIN. So very important, if you're a new producer, that you're under the RFS. Currently, we have 38 pending pathways. The average time which they've been pending is about 2.5 years. I spoke with the White House on July 22nd on this issue. And I said, you know, the numbers really don't matter if the companies aren't under the program. So for me, first and foremost, I need to make sure my members and those with innovative technologies can participate in clearly what was intended under the 2007 bill for them to be under the program. These are the innovative technologies. And then second of all, we have to have a consistent, steady framework around the program. We need these RVOs out when they're due, which is November 30th. And I actually pushed the administration to, as expeditiously as possible, complete the rulemaking for 15, because we are pretty much done with 14. And that 14 number really doesn't do me much good, because now we're waiting for 15. So we've just got to get it right.
How about what you heard from the other panelists here, one representing the biodiesel industry, one on the algae side? Anything that they said that struck you, or is it just the fact you guys do share a very common interest?
With respect to the RVOs, I think we have total alignment across the three parties. And the reason we have that alignment is because in order to drive the value of the RIN in the biomass-based diesel pool, the cellulosic pool, and the advanced pool, we have to have those targets. So we are completely aligned on the timing and desire to push those numbers, like the court suggested, in alignment with what we've actually made. And don't forget, we actually made 3.29 billion gallons in 13, and yet the administration posed 2.1 to 2.5, you know, almost a billion gallons below what we actually did. I would say that is such a significant excursion from the facts that a court of law might deem it arbitrary and capricious, which would make them go back and redo the numbers. Now, the problem for all of us in the industry is winning that fight comes 2 years down the road, and you can't go back in history and fix the market for a year that's already passed.
Yeah, this uncertainty, as we've been hearing for some time now, is hopefully going to come to a conclusion soon. I mean, what's your outlook on the possibility of that happening?
I'm assuming the week after the election, or maybe Friday, the week of the election, that we'll see the numbers. I think there's a correlation between the numbers coming out and the midterm elections being over. That's my personal cynical observation. But then the problem is now we got to go right back to the drawing board. Let's say that happens. Let's say we get it the first Friday of November. Well, they're due 30th of November for the 15 numbers, and they've already said that they're not even going to get to proposing a rule until February. I would say that once they publish the numbers in November, if that's actually what they do, and we're now on October 13th today, one could make a pretty rational case that the numbers they actually published are the numbers for 15, not the numbers for 14.
So for the attendees here at this conference, what is it that you would like them to have gone away here this morning from hearing that panel? Is there something they need to do they're not doing, or maybe just go away with a renewed sense of we need to just keep doing what we are doing?
I think it's a little of both, okay? So the message from me to the people in the room is The talking heads, i.e. me, and the others on the panel, are only as good as the members we represent. And so they really have to begin to deliver the goods, right? We have to have a story to tell. And the story that we tell comes from the people in that audience. So it's really incumbent for them to keep their heads down, keep their shoulders to the wheel, and to deliver these innovative fuels of the future. That's number one. Number two is that even in the process while we're doing that, the folks in that audience have to tell people what it is they're doing, and they have to do it without embellishing what it is they're doing. So tell them the truth, make it simple, make it understandable, stay in contact, and paint them a view of what the future can be when we get there.
Well, I know that you're doing that, and so are your other panelist compatriots this morning. I guess we'll just stay in touch and see what happens. So here from Minneapolis, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.